which is a quirky island town, some of the best diversity representation, and a pleasantly compelling storyline make Wildflowers a game worth sinking your time into. All this and much, much more coming up on this episode of Lasers and Lockets, the podcast that celebrates strong and complex female characters in science fiction and fantasy entertainment. This is episode 505. Welcome or welcome back to the show. I'm Lee, your ever-friendly neighborhood host. You may have noticed that the numbering for this episode is a bit different than previous episodes, but don't worry, you haven't missed anything. I simply went through and divided the episodes into seasons so that it's easier to show up in podcast players. This is now the fifth year of this podcast, and I cannot believe it. And it's the fifth episode of the year as well. Hopefully there will be many, many more episodes to come. Anywho, tonight's episode is a little different, as I've never discussed a video game on here, but I hope you'll give me a chance to explain why you should give this game a chance. It's different than a lot of games I've played. Before we dive in, though, here's a bit of nerdy news.
News.
Den of Geek polled its fans and their staff to build their favorite list of superhero films. While I disagree with some of it, and some of my favorites did not make their list. Black Widow. It's still an interesting read for sure. You can check out the list in the show notes. There's a link there for that, or on our Discord. If you're as excited about the new Disney Ahsoka series as I am, you'll likely even be more excited to hear that one of the co-directors of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse will be directing at least a couple of episodes. Rotten Tomatoes has a great article about all the things we know about the new Star Wars series. You can check out that link in the show notes as well. Lastly, if you're enjoying the show and want to give me some additional video games to look into, in addition to TV series or films, a follow or subscription on your favorite podcast app would be amazing. It's free, and it really helps our little show out. All right. Let's get on with the show. Wildflowers is a 2021 video game by Studio Drydock, exclusively released on Apple Arcade. Don't worry, though, we're going to talk a little bit about that later. The video game follows Tara Wild, a 20-something or early 30-something woman who comes to Fairhaven, a small island village full of a quirky and delightful set of characters, to take care of her grandma Hazel Wild. Once Tara arrives on the island, she discovers that not all is as it seems. Tonight, I wanted to dive into the awesomely diverse female and non-binary characters in the game, what this game does right, and a little bit more, but we'll get into that in a little bit later. There is no shortage of characters in this game to discuss. We've got Tara, Hazel, Lena, Amira, Vanessa, Sophia, Giva, Natalia, Violet, and Kim. Each character has a carefully considered backstory, and they evolve as the gameplay goes on. I think we'll start with Tara, who is the playable character, and we'll kind of dive into the NPCs or non-player characters as we go. Tara, like I mentioned, is the playable character in the game. She's a 20 to 30 something woman. I don't know the actual age. And as I mentioned, she comes to Fairhaven to take care of her grandma and help out on her grandma's farm. You get to know a little bit of her backstory as the game progresses, and you get to kind of choose what that backstory is, who her fiancé was, gender and name, and why she left the big city. Tara is a witch, like her grandmother, which she doesn't know until she gets to the island, but Tara is a lot more powerful than she even believes. While she's a bit overwhelmed at first with everything she has to learn about the island, about her powers, about the coven, it is something that she learns to deal with as she goes on, and part of her character is that she's really curious, helpful, flirtatious if you want her to be, but above all, she's just fiercely loyal to those she cares about. In the game, you can pursue romance with 7 or 8 different characters, and I think that's what a wonderful mechanic for a game like this. If you choose to pursue romance, you can. If you don't, that's also fine. You don't have to pursue a romance in the game, and that's something that I really love about it. You can play it just as your best friends with everyone, or you can pursue those romantic relationships. I, of course, am pursuing a relationship in the game because I am exactly that kind of person who loves a great romance. I'm one of those people that loves The Sims, and I love, you know, getting relationships going in The Sims and things like that. So this game is perfect for people like us who love to do that. And I tell you, the game does just such a great job of giving you just enough choice to give you control over the character and to make it a unique experience while still keeping the game quote unquote on rails, if you will, for the most part. So there are certain elements of the game that are static and the storyline progresses as such, but it gives you enough control to really make you feel passionate and excited and invested in the characters. And I love it when games do that. Also, I absolutely love Tara's voice actor. Did I mention that the entire game is voice acted by incredibly talented actors? I believe I read that some of them are even BAFTA winning actors, which I think is so wonderful. That part of it really gives the game its depth and range, because you don't have to just read the subtitles. You can, of course, just read the subtitles if you need to or if you want to. But you also get the richness of the acting as well. It never feels forced it's just perfect. The voice acting is phenomenal in it. I don't want to say that Tara is a vehicle to get involved in the world, but she really is the vehicle that the story sort of runs with. But she's so much more than that. Such a rich character for you to explore and involve in all of the shenanigans going on the island. And I absolutely love that about her character. I also love that you can finish the game as quickly or as slowly as you want to, depending on the choices that you make with Tara. And I absolutely love that they do that. Okay, next let's talk about Grandma Hazel. Grandma Hazel, or Hazel Wild, is an absolute delight. She is strong and feisty, but she's also patient and encouraging to Tara, who's just discovering this thing about herself, and it might be overwhelming and scary for her or for others, but you learn so much about Hazel through her encouragement and patience with Tara. You learn so much about Hazel also through talking to the other villagers throughout the game. Hazel was estranged from her son, Tara's father, for a very long time, so Tara was kept apart from her grandma and her true powers until now, when she's on the island again. Hazel doesn't believe that the coven of witches should hide their appearances, but the villagers are not so open-minded to the malcontents, as they call them, or the coven. Hazel, though, is one of those people that had faith in people, even when they may or may not have shown that they could be trusted. But Hazel generally believes in the goodness in others, and she's lived on that island her entire life. So Tara just really wants to do her grandma proud and to, you know, be the kind of girl or woman that Hazel wanted her to be and be a part of that coven and feel the love and the trust and the patience that she had with them and with the village people as well. Okay, let's move along to Lena. Lena's a character that I haven't learned too much about yet. I'm still working on, you know, fostering that friendship and relationship. But as far as we can tell from the story, Lena was Tara's babysitter when she was a child, back when they lived on the island before the estrangement occurred. Lena is married to Parker, who is the island handy. He's kind of the handy woodworker. He owns a shop where they do a lot of woodworking. Lena is pragmatic and powerful and incredibly capable. She runs the local general store or grocery store, if you will. Lena is kind of slow to warm to anyone, and she's sort of guarded with almost everyone. But you do see her warm to Tara throughout the game, and you learn little tidbits about her life and about her history and her family's history on the island as well. Lena is really I kind of see her as a confidant or someone that Tara can look up to on the island. Since she's a few years older than Tara, it helps her to acclimate to island life, really. And she's that familiar face who always provides that comfort to Tara when she's learning new things about people on the island. Amira is one of my favorite characters on the island. A big city doctor from the Middle East who comes to the island after her girlfriend breaks up with her. She's kind, gentle, and fierce, but she's also defensive of people that she cares about. She finds Tara a breath of fresh air on the island, and I think that's one thing that you'll notice with the different characters is the ones that are not from Fairhaven originally all sort of flock together because they don't necessarily know if they belong on the island or whatever it may be. And it's just kind of a really fun dynamic. I love seeing kind of they kind of think of themselves as the outsiders on the island, but as Grandma Hazel always believed, everybody should be welcome on Fairhaven. So it's just a really cool thing. Amira, she kind of lives a quiet existence on the island. She's not one to socialize with the others on the island much. She likes to spend her time in the forest when she's not working, or at her beachfront house. Or she'll go up into the mountains. You know, if you're trying to find her on a day that she's not working, you can usually find her in the forest, on the beach, or up in the mountains as well. Amira is really intellectual, and I find her one of the funnest characters to chat with on the island. And that's how you gain reputation on the island with the villagers, by the way. You choose which ones you want to chat with each day, and you do that. You could chat with every single character and build your relationship with each of them every day, but there are often certain ones that you're more interested in pursuing a friendship with. I think for my character, I've become best friends with Sophia, Amira, just so many. Lena, I'm working on Lena. Natalia, definitely, and Violet. Violet is definitely Tara's best friend in my playthrough. That's the cool thing is you can pursue who you want to be besties with on the island. You could be besties with Francis and Angus, or you could be besties with Parker, or you could be besties with Thomas, or the weird rancher that comes to the island eventually later on. His name is escaping me, but there are so many different characters that you can build that reputation with. And another really cool thing that you can do is you can discover their favorite gifts and deliver them to those characters to gain much more XP, if you will, or experience points to improve your relationship with them. Sorry, that was kind of a side note there, but Amira knows the fear of being discriminated against because of who she is. And because of that, I think she's more cautious than some of the other villagers, and she's more cautious around the other villagers. She doesn't want to be somebody who is discriminated against or to have anybody that she cares about discriminated against, which is kind of a really interesting dynamic there. Vanessa is the next character I wanted to discuss. Vanessa is the wife of the exceedingly douchey Mayor Soft. Vanessa doesn't seem like she really belongs on the island, but I think she's just so wrapped up in what her husband wants all the time that she forgets to think for herself. As her storyline progresses and as you see her character evolve in the game, she has so much more depth than you can even imagine. I don't want to spoil too much of these characters, so I'm trying to avoid major plot points, but Vanessa's a lot stronger and more capable than anyone thinks. She is the local school teacher and has to handle all the children on the island, so I think she's surprisingly tougher than we might imagine. She also has fabulous fashion. Like, she never looks like she quite fits in. She should be in a big city, really, is what you think when you see her, you know, wandering around the island. But she does have a very gentle heart, if you really get to know her a little bit more. There are certain characters that you really just cannot get to know too much because they may not be as integral to the storyline. And Vanessa may be one of those, but you do learn quite a bit about her as you progress in the storyline. All right, next up we've got Sophia. Sophia is the spunky and passionate single mother and widow who runs the delightful retro diner on the island. I love exploring her storyline, and she also loves to meddle in everyone else's love lives, except for her own. She's not quite ready to move on from Giacomo. In my playthrough, Sophia and Tara are best friends already, and Sophia often helps Tara to do things like romantic deals, advice for dating, that kind of stuff. She bakes and cooks almost as well, if not better, in certain ways than Grandma Hazel. But there's a really fun rivalry going on between Grandma Hazel and Sophia as you begin the game. The nice thing is that you can head to her diner for food if you need some energy. And that's the way that the game is played, is you have a certain amount of energy for the day and then you can eat food or have a spell or whatever to gain more energy. But that's how you sort of like mine rocks, chop down trees, whatnot in the game. And yeah, I just really love that mechanic. I think it's a lot of fun. Giva is the next character. Giva comes to the island a bit later in the game, but I had to mention her because she's quirky. She's fun. She's a meteorologist or some sort of environmental scientist, and she's trying to unlock the secrets of why the climate and seasons are so weird in Fairhaven. The townsfolk are wary of strangers, so Giva has a bit of a hard time at the beginning to get people to trust her. But those that are in the coven especially want to steer her away from the woods because that's how they meet, is in the woods, and they don't want her discovering anything that they're doing there. Tara tries to welcome Giva, though, and really, it's an island of misfits if you think about it, so Giva certainly fits in eventually. She's very studious and curious, and I can appreciate the curiosity excellently. She's also, I don't know, I just love when you're chatting with her. She always has something interesting to tell you, something intellectual. And yeah, she's a fun little character. You can definitely get to know her better if you choose to go that direction as well. Okay, Natalia is up next, and Natalia is one of the funniest characters in the game. She's the town blacksmith, and she is thirsty. Is that what the kids still say? That somebody's thirsty when they're always, you know, trying to hit on everyone in the town? So she's always talking about all the hot men in town, and she has a lot of feelings and a lot of singleness woes. And she kind of connects with Tara on that front. But she's very excited for Tara to get the mine open in the game again so that she can start making more and more, you know, steel ingots and gold and silver and all that. And yeah, she just is such an interesting character. One of the cool mechanics in this game is that you can bring your materials to her, and you can increase the strength of your tools, and then you can do things like break rocks easier with fewer hits or chop more wood, those kind of things. And your tools don't break. I always hate that mechanic in games when you have to constantly keep making the tools over and over again. Like Animal Crossing drives me crazy with that mechanic. And here it's just a really perfect mechanic. Because you start out with kind of a weaker tool, so it might take more energy to swing your tool or whatever it may be. But as you get more materials, you can take those to Natalia and create those stronger tools that work better and more efficiently. When Natalia is not working, you can usually find her at the local watering hole or bar, if you will. Or you can find her at the mine. She's often waiting there for Tara to go in and gather some. She's really, you know, that she just wants to make everybody else do the work for her, if you think about it. She wants Tara to go in the mine and mine all the things for her. But yeah, no, she's an interesting character. Natalia does become essential to the storyline a little bit later on, so I'll leave it at that. But yeah, interesting character. You can definitely be best friends with her as well if you want to be. Then we've got Violet here. Violet is the fashionista stuck being a flower shop owner. She's probably closest in age to Tara, and they also become besties in my playthrough. Again, your playthrough can absolutely vary depending on who you choose to be friends with, but Violet is how you can buy flower seeds to make honey or to fulfill other quests in the game, and that also provides you a way to make that sweet, sweet coin in the game in order to be able to upgrade things, buy new things, all of that fun stuff. Violet is a bit of a hothead when it comes to the characters on the island, but she's funny and she also likes to meddle in people's relationships like Sophia does. She is not afraid to speak her mind, though, and her mother disappeared when she was younger and her father's gone, so she's been raising her brother alone. A huge part of her story is figuring out what happened to her mother, and I really love the evolution of that story with her character. And the friendship between Violet and Tara in my playthrough is just delightful. I just love their friendship and the things you get to know about Violet and Tara together as besties. Kim is the last character that I wanted to discuss briefly. In my playthrough, I don't know too much about them other than that they are the local butcher. They have come to the island to make a fresh start, and they definitely have a crush on Amira. If you choose to pursue a relationship with Amira, they, you know, are a little disappointed, but they definitely will get out of the way and will still become friends with Tara if they are not able to be with Amira. So kind of an interesting character on the island. They are, again, from a larger place. And so they're one of the outcasts, kind of one of the people on the outside. And so that's the tricky thing about this island. Again, as I mentioned before, they aren't really particularly nice to outsiders, but they are, because you are an outsider as the playable character, you do kind of get to know those around you and realize that everyone has their own story and their own backstory. And I just really love as you explore those things, especially with characters like Kim as well. As you can probably tell, I am absolutely in love with this game. It has been a long time since I've found a game that has captured my heart and that I've wanted to play through completely to the end, and Wildflowers is most certainly that game. I love the choices that you have. I love the characters and the development of the characters. I love the art style. And I'm telling you, the art style is nothing fantastic. It's an Apple Arcade game, or was developed and released directly to Apple Arcade for now. And so the graphics are nothing spectacular, but they're cute and they're delightful and they're fun. I love that every single character on the island is unique and complex and has a unique backstory and a unique life. And I love that this game has the most incredibly diverse cast of characters. It just makes me so incredibly hopeful for the future of games. It's cozy, it's relaxing, and it is so, so much fun to play. If you're into games like Animal Crossing or The Sims or things like that, you're gonna love this one. Wildflowers is currently only available on Apple Arcade, but their website says they'll eventually be coming to console and PC in 2022. So I wonder if they just had an exclusive release deal with Apple and then it's gonna be up soon. I highly, highly recommend if you have Apple Arcade or if you want an excuse to try Apple Arcade for 30 days or whatever, I would highly recommend playing this game. If you need a game that's going to give you hope, it'll help you relax, and you're going to have so much fun solving the mysteries of Fairhaven, you might also fall in love too on it. It's got it all. It's got romance, a creepy cult, witches, magic, witch trials, gnomes, werewolves, fishing, mining, farming, cooking, and mystery. You're going to have so, so much fun playing it. Now, I would love to know, do you have a favorite cozy game that you love to play that has great representation in it? I would love to get additional recommendations for when I finish this game. Share them on our Twitter using the hashtag LasersLockets, or you can pop over to our Discord server and share it there. The link is in the show notes for that. And that's it for this episode of Lasers and Lockets. We'll catch you back here in a couple of weeks. Until then, make sure you keep your broom juiced up. Watch out for those creepy cultists of the Consciousness Center. And until next time, get your nerd on, be kind, be awesome. All right.